Good morning on WRCO and WRCE. We are here to talk about neighborhood housing services today. A great subject on the morning show with some very timely information. Executive Director Kathy Linz is in the studio, and Paul Wurtsema, housing counselor, is in the studio with us as well. Kathy, you were just here a little bit ago, but you have a lot of exciting things to talk about here in July, don't you?
We do. We always have something happening here in the community. We wanted to just really highlight some of the rehab and the new construction that's coming. We talked a little bit about that last time. Well, things are moving further down the track. It's getting closer to showtime. We did receive the money from the state of Wisconsin for the HHR home dollars, and so we received another $300,000 on July 1st for rehab. Now, in case your listeners are wondering, well, what kind of rehabs? We are working on single-family homes for people who have low medium income within our particular areas. We're funded for Richland, Green, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. And so we actually have opportunities in all of those areas. And a lot of times people are like, okay, great, I want to rehab my home. And I'm like, now back on up here, come on back. Let's keep in mind what this money is actually intended to do. We have people who will call and say, I really need a new roof, or my water heater's out, or my septic is backing up. Things are not looking good out there. I just want to put it out there. We're not looking to remodel your home. We're working with the state of Wisconsin to say, what can we do to improve the housing quality that we have? So the types of projects that we might be working with, we have folks who might be needing electrical updates, because some of our homes were built in the 1800s, early 1900s. What they used for electricity back then won't necessarily support all of the equipment and appliances we have now. So things that we can do to help make their home more safe. In some cases, people of a certain age, sometimes they need easier access into their homes. They need easier access and use of their bathroom. When it comes to ADA, we can actually help with some of the accessibility. So it's those kind of things that we take a look at and say, you know, what kind of things can we help with? In some cases for our seniors, they were like, we don't want to go to assisted living yet. We don't need that. We can't necessarily live on our own as we are. So we'll look and say, what can we do to help our seniors stay in their homes? Other folks have acquired a home, and it's there's some fixing up that needs to be done. We all know those homes. And so it's the chance to actually help them as well.
So you mentioned income-based. Are there ways to find out whether you qualify or not, Kathy?
Yes, actually, if you wanted to do a quick look online, you can actually go to the state of Wisconsin and say, what are the income limits for my particular county? When you put in Richland County, and it'll actually tell you what it is, if there's one person in the home, two people in the home, three, four, what have you, because they're looking at the income of the entire household when you actually make that application.
So Richland could be different than Lafayette or Green or the other counties.
Exactly, and often is.
Uh-huh, I see. So that's an important thing, and you talked about, when you talk about electrical upgrades and things like that, it's also a safety thing, because sometimes, you know, there might still be spools of wire in the attic and things like that that people are still running their electricity through.
Exactly. And from that safety side, the other big thing that we have some of the oldest housing stock in the state, which means anything before 1978 was lead-based. And so we can actually help with the lead paint abatement process as well. I mean, and for some folks, when you're thinking about your kids, what they're dealing with, we really want to take a closer look at that area.
Some other things that, I guess maybe we don't think about that NHS looks at, Kathy?
Some of the things that they look at as well can be, I would also take a look at like the air quality. If you're having mold issues, if you carbon monoxide, anything else along that lines, we're going to check those alarms, put alarms in if you don't have one. That helps really screen for some of those things. See what we can do to assist with the cleanup part of it. And last time I was here, I talked about how there's new dollars coming down for climate. and I really look at that and say, how can we be way more energy efficient than we have been? So going forward, we're going to be talking a lot more about some of the different things that we can do to install that'll help us make us more efficient. Maybe it's adjusting some of the insulation in some of our homes, some of the equipment that we might be able to use, weatherization and types of windows that we use. Really encouraging to look at the Energy Star appliances, windows, all of those kinds of things, because ultimately we want better use of our energy. But I think the thing that most people really care about is it bringing my costs down? If I can bring the cost down on a monthly basis, it's a whole lot easier to live and operate in this area.
Talk about how the process works then, Kathy. If somebody has a concern about, let's say, the roof or electrical, what is the process then? Do you have a crew or an inspector that goes in and looks at it?
Absolutely. First thing they'll want to do is contact Andrea Lippens. She's in our office, and she's our intake coordinator as well as in charge of the rehab process. Once we know that you have met all the eligibility requirements, so there'll be an application that goes with it. Then after that, we'll be able to put you in contact with the home inspector, who will come out, take a look. And again, a lot of times people are like, I just need the roof. I get that. And the state's going to require us to look at the whole house to say, is there anything else that we should take a look at, that we should pay attention to? Things that we may not realize are out of code or code violations, or that we really need to get addressed. And they'll talk to you about what might that cost. What do we expect as some of the estimates? Once we have that information back from the inspector, we'll make sure that they... How should I say this? We won't put them underwater. So let's say that, oh gosh, what I thought would be maybe a $500 job is really going to be a $70,000 job. Okay, we have to look and say, can you actually finance that? We're never going to do a loan with you that actually puts you underwater. The plus side of what we do with our loans, we offer a 0% deferred loan. Oftentimes people are like, what does that mean? 0%. We are never going to charge you interest on this loan. Deferred means it's not due until such time as this is not your primary residence or until you sell the home. So for folks who are trying to work on their financial situation, this is a real opportunity to be able to get some help and improve their homes right here, right now. Once we have those things in place, we'll have been working with the contractors. We'll give the contractors the instructions for it to proceed. You have the notice to proceed. You can just start work on it. We'll be doing a halfway point to make sure that everything that they agreed to and you agreed to is being done, as well as the final, to make sure that you have it exactly the way you wanted it, as per the agreements that we created.
You came in with a guest today, Paul Wurtzema, and you described him as kind of the expert on this particular topic, Kathy.
When it comes to the construction side, which is the other opportunity we received with our funding this year.
Absolutely. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good to have you on here today. Describe what you do with NHS then.
Well, my main role is a housing counselor. As you were just describing with Kathy, the different procedure, once the application comes in, and the inspection is done, I usually step in as the counselor to kind of just look over some of the budgetary items, make sure that they understand that the work that's being done is a 0% deferred loan, and just kind of looking over their budgetary situation and seeing what kind of situation they're in. Every once in a while, it may be, maybe an additional service that needs to be done. Maybe, yes, some work in the house, but sometimes their budget might be a bit in disarray. Sometimes that might even include need for some foreclosure counseling. So we have another counselor that helps with that. So I kind of look over some of the budget, make sure that they're okay with everything that's going to happen within there.
Certainly, we all know with an old house, you think you, as Kathy mentioned, maybe you want to do the roof, but then you find, oh, there's something else wrong structurally, and those kind of things. Pretty common with older houses, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, not uncommon that there's multiple things. So every once in a while when the inspector comes in, they're highlighting different safety issues. And depending on what the nature of that is, that's part of the process of, okay, what is absolutely necessary? What are things that could be pushed off? As Kathy said, we're not going to put anyone underwater, even though it's a deferred loan. We still look at the value of the overall house, and does that loan fit the nature of the value and equity that they have in currently?
I think about an old movie from the 80s called Money Pit.
And Tom Hanks. Yes.
Tom Hanks. Sometimes they can be, too, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Yes. And, as Kathy said, we're not into kind of looking at just remodeling the house for preferences. Mm-hmm. Our focus really is to try and keep people in their house. So it's not uncommon, especially as people do get older, that ADA accessibility, a lot of fixing up porches, a ramp on the porch, things like that, that help people stay in their house as maybe a point before they say, it's better for me not to have to maintain the house, but I have these needs.
Mm-hmm. And some houses are easier to put ramps on than others, aren't they?
Sure. And the inspectors are really good at kind of looking at what can be done. And we have some good contractors that we currently work with that do a great job in that process. We're always looking for good contractors because the contractors that we have tend to be pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of share them. I mean, they're working on other projects and things like that, and you book them like everybody else does then, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have a bidding process. The inspector will give a general guideline of what needs to be done, kind of some cost estimates, but we put it out to bid. And we may have several contractors that do a bid so that we can do some comparison in that aspect.
So you don't lift a hammer then, Paul?
Well, not currently in that role. Yes.
Okay. Some other roles you do once in a while. So, so describe, I guess, some other things that are available maybe that we don't know about with inches.
One aspect that I deal with also is if someone's looking to purchase a house, we offer down payment assistance. So that's a really good program also. Once again, it becomes a deferred 0% loan. So a lot of people that are looking to buy a house for the first time, one of the big problems or kind of roadblocks is that down payment. So we're able to help with that aspect. So if there's people out there looking, certainly contact our office and we can help along that line. We are about housing. So one of the new things that we're looking at is how can we increase the housing stock, not just rehab the housing stock that we have. NHS has a history of building houses in our area, and we'd like to get back into that mode. One of the biggest things that we hear from employers, from government officials, is we just don't have enough housing. Mm-hmm. And what are avenues that we can increase that housing stock?
What is the housing market like right now? Because there for a while, it was one would be listed, it was gone like the next day sometimes.
Still limited supply. If you talk to realtors, I think they would really tell you that. It's a difficult market. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like that's going to change in the short term. Housing prices, obviously nationwide, including our area, have shot up. So our focus on affordable, what we might call workforce housing, housing that is, just the average person working, and maybe especially first-time home buyer, they might not be able to go buy that $400,000 house. Okay, so what housing is available for that type of a person or family that needs to live in the area with the incomes that we have.
So you have some first-time home loans and things like that, too?
Yeah, we don't do the loans itself, but we do the down payment assistance, mm-hmm. Okay, that we can help augment whatever they have for the down payment, that we can come in and put a layer on top of that that makes the housing maybe more affordable for them.
Do you work with duplexes and apartments and things like that as well?
Not as much. We do have some limitations based on our funding through the state. of what we can do that is there. That may be something that can expand depending on the grants that we are given.
Are you currently looking at a new home project then in the area? Is that in the works?
Yeah, we do have a grant through the state that we're looking at doing a new build. We would like to keep that more local. We do work in the five counties, so our first step in that process is really looking for a lot or land that we can build on. It's really part of that affordability piece. Inflation has hit everyone, and while lumber prices are down, everything else in building a house has gone up. So trying to keep it in the affordable range that maybe that first-time home buyer can still purchase that house. That's a challenge that we're looking at right now, but looking for lots that are available, and much like the housing stack of limited, the land and building lots are very limited also.
Yeah. And again, Kathy, we talked about that. That's where NHS got its start. I remember way back when they first started building homes in the area.
Yes, they ultimately, historically, have done up 53 homes.
Is that right?
So it's an amazing number of homes. 20 of those were actually self-help homes, I believe a number of them in Sextonville.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been an ongoing process, but it's been almost 10 years since we've actually built one. And so that's why we looked at this and said, given the current market, we may need to change our strategy and get back into that side of it.
So a lot of times you're working on getting grants, writing grants and things like that. Very important for NHS, I'm sure.
Absolutely, because it helps us with that funding, particularly to help pay the contractors' fees, paying for a number of the different things that have to happen to make this possible to move forward.
Indeed.
And right now, as Paul mentioned, we're looking for lots. I mean, we're either looking for property where we have to have the foundations and other things put in, the sewer lines, the everything. And that's where we have to work closely with the townships and the city and the county to help with the infrastructure that has to go with homes actually going in. If we're really lucky, we're going to find a lot that already has that original foundation and utilities already in there. So then we just need to put a house on it. That would be the ideal world that we're looking for. But the other side of this is also the contractors right now. We talked earlier about the different types of things we do for rehab. We're talking now about the construction, but we could really use some more contractors who can help us with some of those different types of projects all the way through, both new construction as well as rehab projects. So we want to put a call out to say, hey, if this is an area that you work in, there's some things that the state requires us to make sure that you're licensed in the state of Wisconsin, that you have insurance to do the work that you do. We're going to need to do a check with the federal SAM.gov to make sure that you haven't been disbarred on anything when it comes federally. But beyond that, then we'll be looking at an application and some of your references and past projects, because we'd love to have some general contractors who can work with us on some of these projects, as well as contractors who have specialties in some of these different kinds of things. Paul, you and I have talked about, like, if we put this new house in, we're going to need a garage with that. We're going to need the landscaping that goes with that. We need to finish the project so the home is ready to go. So we need a variety of contractors, some of which we may not have necessarily needed in the past, but would, again, to do this particular work.
Yeah, Paul, so then is NHS kind of the contractor then? You're going out and you're hiring the electrician and you're hiring the landscapers and things like that? How does that work?
For the rehabs, generally, that's kind of how it works. But we do have some contractors that we work that general the job, where they just kind of take it on and they do the extra work of getting the electrician or the plumber. When we're looking at the new construction, once again, we'll see where we end up with that. We're looking at different options. One option is a traditional stick-built home, trying to keep that in the affordability range. We're kind of looking at what those numbers look like, depending on what lot that we have available. But we're also looking at the possibility of modular homes. Get some price points, working in collaboration with some other agencies on that. That might be an affordability option. But as Kathy mentioned, if we would go with that option, one, we need a contractor that can can do the foundation and then also to set the modular home. But modular home, if need to build your own garage, they're not generally going to come with that. So a contractor to do some of that extra work.
If I'm not mistaken, the people that were building the houses long time ago, they all kind of got together. Didn't neighbors come together and kind of build each other's houses?
The self-help program, yes. Yeah. And actually, I'm scheduled to meet. That's a program with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, and they've asked us, would you consider getting back into that? So it's funny how when you start down one path, everybody will call and say, yes, this is such a need. Can we talk to you about that too? So we are meeting with them again to see how we can best take a look at that. And does that make good sense for us right now?
Yeah, that might be something that you might bring back then if it goes well.
Exactly.
Right. So other things you wanted to talk about here today, Kathy?
Those are really some of the biggies, just to rehab, the rehab, to let people know that it's there, particularly if you're working with your parents and they're trying to figure out, what do we do going forward? That's the time that you can actually contact with the counselors and say, you know, what are some of our options? What makes sense financially for some of the things that we need to do? If you're interested in some of the new construction, you know, here's what's coming down the pike. Watch for that. Let us know if that's something that you're interested in, or start checking with your mortgage lenders to see if they might be able to work with us on that as well. And just a call to the contractors to say, hey, we'd like to hear from you. Please let us know for the five counties, because we know that we have need here. We also know we have need in the other four counties. And we have another partner, Southwest CAP, has basically said, we'd like to work together with you. So we're working in partnership to see what we could do for all five counties to increase the housing options.
Yeah, and it's goodwill for the community. It's certainly better the more families you can bring in and whatnot. And everybody we have on the show here, the mayor and people from the tourism, they'd like to get more housing here in the area.
So now is the time. Check us out on our website. It would be at nhsrcwi.org. And, of course, we have our information here with you here at the station if you need to look for us that way.
Indeed. There was a news story not too long ago, Paul, about how Americans are trying to stay in their homes longer. And this is one way that the NHS can help them, right?
Yes. That certainly is a target population that we have, is elderly that are just trying to get some of that accessibility to be able to stay in their house. You know, part of what I talk to people when I do the counseling, whether it's an elderly or someone new just buying a house for the first time, there's work to be a homeowner. You got to maintain. There's always something that needs to be repaired. So that comes with the package, whether it's someone new that has to realize that for the first time, or someone older and... can I physically stay in the house, or do I need to make that transition?
And you guys can help with that then.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. It's been good learning a little bit more about it. Again, if somebody has any questions, where can they turn, Kathy?
They can give us a call at 608-647-4949. Or email Andrea or Paul. It's their first name at nhsrcwi.org.
And people, I guess income eligibility, that's probably where you start, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that we'll let you know that right away. Once you give us some initial information, we can actually let you know if this is a possibility. If you're looking at a new home and you're looking at that down payment assistance, for 2023, it was at $209,000 was the limit of the home, the value of the home. We're waiting to see what the new federal dollars are going to be coming up for this year.
And as far as somebody like a retired person, they look at assets then, or how do they look at that?
They look at assets as well, mm-hmm. The income of the household.
Okay, good. Paul, anything you'd like to add today?
Yeah, I would just reiterate, if you're looking for services, whether it's rehab or that down payment, it's a really a good deal when we start talking in today's time period of interest rates, high interest rates. Very seldom that you see in some type of help with 0% and deferred. So don't have to make those payments until... it's not your primary residence anymore, whether you move or you sell the property. So for some people, that's a 0%. could be for 30 years. That's when the loan actually comes due. So don't find that kind of deal very often.
No, that's a godsend for somebody that's kind of wondering, where are we going to turn? How are we going to do this?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good deal. Great information today. We appreciate you both coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Paul Wertzema, housing counselor, and Kathy Linz, executive director. The other thing I wanted to mention, Kathy, is your website. I also see that you can check out your information in Spanish, too, can't you?
So. Puede hablar con ustedes y ayuden ustedes si necesitan.
I'll take your word for it. Thanks a lot. Executive Director Kathy Linz and Paul Wertzema, housing counselor from NHS, here on The Morning Show.